This is a Farm Doc Daily Podcast. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in studio with us, Gary Schnittke, Farm Management Specialist at Illinois, to take up RP insurance and hedging some of the gains that have been made in Chicago on the futures markets. Prices are awfully high for corn and soybeans, Gary, and you have some suggestions for producers who have taken crop insurance and what they might be able to do to protect some of those gains.
Yeah, most farmers in the state have taken RP, revenue protection crop insurance, which has a guarantee increase in it. So if our harvest price is above the projected price, it will use the higher harvest price in its guarantee. Well, what that allows is producers to hedge up to their production guarantee in that product and be assured that the hedging losses or gains that are associated with those hedges will be offset by a combination of crop insurance and crop sales.
Can you detail how that works?
Well, let's say right now we're looking at a December 2012 futures contract in the 790 range. If that, in fact, turns out to be the harvest price in October, or that's what the harvest price averages, we will get our crop insurance payments based on $7.90 and whatever the yield shortfall is. If we hedge right now for $7.90 and prices drop to $6.90, our crop insurance payments will be based on a price of $6.90, but we'll have a hedging gain of $1 in that case on what we've hedged. If it works the other way, if we go from $7.90 to $8.90, we'll have a dollar loss on hedging, but our crop insurance proceeds will go up because we're now using a higher harvest price in that guarantee. Well, if you look at typical short crop years, prices peak early and then decline, and there's a sizable chance or a pretty good chance that prices in that October period will be lower than they are currently. So one of the suggestions now is use the futures market to hedge all or a portion of that guarantee that we have from our RP insurance product.
So you would be hedging the revenue product or the crop insurance and bushels in it and not expected bushels in the field?
That's correct. So let's just take an example here. Let's say we have 175 bushel APH is what we'll be basing our yield on. And we took out a 80% RP policy. That would give us a guarantee of 140 bushels. If we get below 140 bushels, which on many farms seem likely this year, if we hedge up to the 140 bushels, we're going to get the equivalent of 100 bushels, 40 bushels on that farm. It's either going to come in terms of actual yield, and the difference between actual yield and our crop insurance payment. So we can hedge up to that guarantee, and we'll get the equivalent bushels either through production or that crop insurance guarantee.
And if you're a true hedger in this case, you have to remember to lift the hedge.
Yes, that would be a good idea to lift the hedge. If we sell our corn example, these corn contracts now, we would want to be lifting them in October. That's the point when the settlement price would be determined for our crop insurance. And if it would take like four contracts to make our hedge, we could lift one each week of October because the settlement price is an average of settlement prices during October.
Sounds like something pretty simple to do, but you have to have the margin money in case it goes the other way.
That's right. So if we hedge now for $7.90, and let's take my example, you go 140 bushels, we could go up to $8.90 between now and October. We'd have a bushel margin call each bushel, and you could have margin calls of $140 or more. So you would have to be prepared to make those margin calls either by having a line of credit that could make those margin calls or the equity to do so.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Gary Schnittke, Farm Management Specialist at the University of Illinois. You can read more from him on the Farm Doc Daily website at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.